is Jumbo Sock coming to you live. Got big thunderstorms and knocked, so I can knock me off the internet right off the bat here. It is 6/25/2001. 6/25/2001. And it's kind of interesting. They are doing everything in the world they can with the HAARP, the 72 different atmospheric heaters online, you see. All of them are being revved up, the Russians, the Chinese, the weather wars, and all the things. But it's directed from up above that. They are strategic things and tactical things to create droughts and all of that and to destroy food supplies that have to do with war. But what that really is doing is convincing you that climate change is the key to your survival, and that you must then have climate change lockdowns. That's the next thing. Climate change lockdowns. We have lockdowns after hurricane disasters and after tornadoes, wherein they, you know, the police and the FEMA and everybody takes over. Remember when Greg Evenson broke on this program years ago, when we were talking about the oil rig out in the Gulf and all of that, and how Greg had got from his sources that they were going to declare a martial law and evacuate everybody from the Gulf Coast up, and that FEMA and everybody's getting ready to do that. You remember we broke that on air, and that caused a lot of different stink. And then old Jesse Ventura, a year later, whatever, on his TV program, found the same thing out from a different source, and who was somebody who worked with FEMA or somebody in the government, and they proved that that was true. You see, there are big things getting ready to happen. I'm hearing from different people who have sons or daughters or who have brothers or, you know, different relatives and friends in some parts of the military, not all, but in some, and they're being told that what they're to be doing is getting ready to go after guns. They're talking about the possibility of martial law and insurrection and all of these different things, you know? But when a long train of abuses and usurpations, remember I read that to you from the original law founding document of the United States was the Declaration of Independence. And we had tyrannical King Beijing, King George, and all of those guys and gangs and girls and the bank and all the usual crown suspects. Well, they're still in the game. They're still in the game, and they still control. The London banks control the New York banks. And then Lucifer and all the different people. And then, you know, you got the Rothschilds. Well, they claim descendancy from Nimrod and Semiramis. Nimrod being about the first world dictator, you see. Semiramis being a goddess, you see. And a half this or that. And they were the black magicians, the founding of black magic on the planet on a widespread basis. They're part of the fallen angel stuff. Okay, part of the fallen angel stuff, you see. This thing is going much bigger, much badder, much nastier, really, 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 really real. 1,000 Casey Jones with a full head of steam pouring the coal and the wood on them old steam machines coming down the mountain, baby. Coming down the mountain, and old Casey's got the throttle hammered down, man. He's got it hammered all the way up. And old Casey is drinking moonshine and taking methamphetamine. And he's got the hammer down, you know. And I guess in the background, they're playing that song, you know, by Golden Earring, you know. Radio plays a forgotten song. Boom, 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 boom. Whatever it goes like that. Then they say, no more speed, I'm almost there. Well, Casey Jones don't believe that. He's going for Function Junction. and they're all coming down at the same point. All I can tell you is right now is this. There's power in the blood of Jesus. There is power in the blood of Jesus. If you're not right with Jesus, if you have not repented of your sins, ask him to come into your heart and be your Savior. To where when you do that and you're sincere, he'll start to wash you clean. You got a lot of sin. You got faces on you out there. You got faces. You got 1,000 faces, 10,000 faces. You got 50 or you got one big fat one, okay? You can get rid of that. The Lord Jesus will start to wash you clean and to give you everlasting life with him in heaven if you're to lose your life on this planet or out in outer space or wherever you might be fighting right now or getting ready to. And I tell you, we've got Seattle and Portland. They may reach like 113 degrees. And then my Bellevue friend told me that in Seattle, in the parks, almost none of the park water fountains are working because, you see, they want you to go crazy and understand that it's climate change. Yes. Climate change, yes. Because, you know, we just had the summer solstice, you know. We just had that. And I tell you, you know, you got the old Bohemian Grove boys are, you know, probably about ready or just now ready to do their thing. And I tell you what. I just saw the thing. I've been looking for it all day, and I didn't get to drudge here. Government report. Oh, UFOs are real. No kidding. No kidding. I know some of the MMB, Ed Nakatori and his crew, 357 SIG and a whole bunch of different others, and those boys have been out in space. They've been fighting them. They've been fighting the giants in stasis, and they've been standing in the gap. Standing in the gap against what's coming against us. They also, some of them are on a paradise, because the powers that be on earth of the devil, of Lucifer and all that, tried to kill them, and there was an ongoing warfare for quite some time. If you remember early on in this show, we tell you some of it all the time. But now you see, most of the MMB, that's been disbanded or they've been moved off planet with some of the good toys, all right, some of the good toys, and consequently, they are, some of them, out in the game, out there. But, oh, now let's see what the deal is here. 143 episodes can't be explained. Oh, explain. Government can't explain 143 of 144 mysterious flying objects. Oh, this must be the Blue Book revisited. Because you think people are stupid. The U.S. government thinks you're stupid because you're young, and they knew they gave you a terrible education if you're young. And then if you're old, they'll keep trying to kill you. Keep trying to kill you. But now the Delta COVID, you see, that Delta COVID, that's the tough one. That's the one. It's going to come for the kids and the teenagers and the grade school kids and the babies. So now we got to evacuate all of them, I guess, you know. Give them the spiked protein. Got to kill off more than a billion people, all right? And heck, even if it's only 100 million people die, that's not enough for the Lucys who are in charge of this world. So I'm going to tell you what, start figuring out where they live. Start figuring out where their hideouts are in New Zealand and in Montana or in Idaho or, you know what I'm saying? Or all in castles in France and Belgium and all, you know, figure out. Because I'm going to tell you, you're going to have to find out sooner or later, because they're going to send hordes of people at you. They're going to send, well, your own United States president, Red Santa Joe, the $12 a gallon man who took $1.45 billion from his son through the Red Chinese. Think I'm being cute? You better believe I'm being cute, because I'm trying not to just scream at the top of my head. lungs and go, ah, like that, because this is starting to get crazy, wild, and dangerous. And if you're not after me and after this show going out and going and getting you some more food, and I'm not talking about, well, we'll get some nice things, the steaks on Friday or Saturday or, you know, that's all right, freeze them. Or go and get you some chunky soup. Go and get your Progresso soup. Go get you canned corn, canned green beans, canned fruits of all different types. If you got the money, get the long-term storage food. But get a mixture. Go out and buy you some plastic, food-grade plastic buckets to screw on lid. Get you some oxygen absorbers or some dry ice, however you want to do it. And then you go get you some of those big bags a rice at the Costco or at the Walmart or wherever you're going to go get them. Go get the big bags of rice, put it into there, and then put the oxygen absorber and screw the lid on tight, all right? You can get wheat. If you got organic growers in your area of wheat or corn, go to talk to them, take your buckets out, and get a load of the turkey red or the winter, you know, the winter or the white, turkey red winter wheats or the white winter wheat, the different types of wheat to make different products, you see, and put them in the buckets and put the oxygen absorbers in them. You can do that, or you can buy those from different people, Bob Griswold, different people. Somebody, Bob told somebody he didn't know who I was. Well, that's okay. I know where you're at, Bob, and I bought a lot of stuff from you in years past. So the fact of the matter is, ladies and gentlemen, get it from Bob. He's a good person. You get it from all kind of different groups, okay? NitroPack, done a lot of business with them over the years. A whole lot of good people who can sell the stuff and do it right. If you need some different items so you can get Wise or all the different things, call Steve Quayle. I bet he can get a hold of something for you. 406-586-4840. And I'll tell you, he's also got excellent quality night vision available and all kinds of stuff. Talk to Steve or talk to Todd or his son or the extremely bad to the bone, tough manager, Daryl. He's a good guy, man. Big man, tough as nails. So let me tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, while you're at it, get some of the books that Steve has so you can tell your children and grandchildren what is going on and why it's happening. SteveQuayle.com, 406-586-4840. And if you want to know some more up-to-date information about the streaming event that just happened, go to SteveQuayle.com and click on the banner where you can order the DVDs, of the streaming program that just went on, the Extinction Protocols, because that's what they're trying to do. The Illuminati, the Luciferians, the Alumbrados, the Enlightened Ones, all of the fallen angel types and Lucifer himself, and their minions in the U.S. government, British government, all the different militaries and intelligences of the world. They, right there, are going to try to come to you and eliminate about 6.5 billion, or maybe 7 billion, of the world population. And they only want about 500 million. Because, you see, that's the 500 million is the Thomas Malthus number that he said that the Earth could easily handle in terms of systems. Thomas Malthus was, back in the old days, hired by the Bank of England and the Crown to basically be one of the economics people. Adam Smith and other different ones back in that era. They all said Karl Marx, they had the waterfront covered back then. These people got playbooks, ladies and gentlemen. They got playbooks that are, 1,000 pages long and say, oh, let's go to play number COVID, 2019. All right, let's have exercise 210 and then back, 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 and we do this and we do that. And then now we're going for the climate change. Plus another, we're going to go for more death from the pestilence. And it's war, rumors of war. You see, it's right out of Matthew 24 and Luke 21. That's where we're at. That's where we're at. That's where we're at. So wake up out there. You know, you want to play your ping pong, you're drinking game, that's fine. Some of the people still do that. not many listen to the Hawk. They only, those guys listen to Hawk maybe once in a while. But I'm going to tell you what, this report thing, only 143 cases. That's bullshit. You had more than that in the 1940s and 50s. You had more sightings of food fighters than 144. Who do they think you are? Do they think you're a dummy? And they even had a short unidentified aerial phenomena. Oh, UFO, unidentified flying object. Well, what about all the people who saw the bodies of Roswell? What about the people that that you might have heard about on this radio show that were at the Isle of Doc Moreau, out in the middle of the Pacific, where they was on a ship, and they looked up in the air and they saw a UFO, a diamond-shaped UFO. And he was out there not too far and not too high in the sky. And then the boat driver of that boat, the good line officer, said, boys, put all your guns, the 5-inch guns, the twin 50s, any kind of thing, and Master Chief, get out the rifles and sidearms. We're all going to put them up there on that thing. If that thing twitches, we're going to fire on it, okay? Now, that's a line commander. That's a line driver who ain't scared, who's on a boat that ain't a big boat. But it was a more like a destroyer size, you see, or something like that. But the fact is, they saw it, and then the thing took off. And then it was reported by somebody with proper NSA protocol, okay? And then they were told to go to a set of coordinates. And they went to those coordinates and pulled up to a dock at a small atoll. And on the atoll, up, you know, the hill a little bit, was one blockhouse, you know, blockhouse building. And then they go up there to the blockhouse building, and they go inside. Well, lo and behold, there's an elevator. So only, you know, like the CEO, certain radio people, certain... you know, executive officer, that kind of stuff, or maybe a chief, you know, 3, 4, 5 people get on the elevator. They go, whoosh. And they go way, way down, and they go down to an, opens onto an under-the-seabed base. Under-the-seabed base, that's, you know, miles long and 2-3 football fields wide. And then they go into there, and they're greeted and all of that. The whole base is running on zero-point energy in 1969, as I recall. And it's like a zero Halliburton suitcase with weird hieroglyphics in black on the zero Halliburton. And that runs the entire base. Giant lights. They got all kind of research going on. Scientists in lab coats. Some of them are German. Some of them are American. Some from who knows where. Right? There's tall hybrids in there. Okay? There's guys who are real tall. You got all kind of stuff. You walk down the line, they're working on genetics. They're working on weaponry. They got a see area where there's a big, like, portal to the open sea out there, you know, where you can see the ocean. Above. And what do you got underneath there? You have several different types of UA tips or U-tips or unidentified air phenomena. No, they're called UFOs. They're called flying saucers. Whatever it is you want to call them. But I'm going to tell you what, all this thing is bull crap. Bull crap. Maybe Bull Durham can investigate this bull crap. I know Bull. He's tough, man. Old Bull will get to the... He'll put that on his itinerary. He'll get to the bottom of it just as quickly as they got to the bottom of the stolen election. Just as quickly as they got the bottom of the FBI, CIA, and the DIA coup d'etat against President Trump. Yeah, Strzok, Page, Comey, Chameleon, you know, Baker, Rosenstein, you know, Brennan. Clapper, all the usual suspects. Oh, yeah, he's really getting to the bottom of it, isn't he? The FBI fiddled with boys internally and the NSA and the necrophiliac Shiite, arseholes. And, of course, the lovely, dumb, inside awareness, okay? And then DARPA, E-DARPA has suppressed. E-DARPA is the reason you've got good oil. E-DARPA is the reason those powers that be that currently own those oil companies, they're the reason, and don't get me wrong, I think we should pipe all the oil, refine it as much as we can. But at the same time, EDARPA has suppressed all of the zero-point energy. In 1969, they was running with that alien device the entire underground research, under the sea research base at the Isle of Doc Moreau. Genetic research, putting this one and that species together, particle beam weaponry, all kind of energy systems, propulsion systems, and then the UFOs, including the diamond craft that got spotted up there above a ship, and a triangle craft, and several saucers. They were all ready to go, and what they do is they put down like a wall, a pressurized wall of glass or plexiglass or whatever it is, probably real thick, and then they flood the chamber and pop one of them things up into the ocean, all right? And then it pops on up, and you got bases in various places. This is ridiculous. The United States government or corporate entities or secret government entities have been participating at least since 1961 on moon bases. Heck, the Nazis went there way before that. With their Hanabu craft. 61, the U.S. Army went there. Project Horizon. Colonel Corso. After Roswell, who they tried to discredit him, but I'm going to tell you what, he was the real deal. He saw the bodies. He saw the bodies at Junction City. While they were on the way on Highway 40 to go to Wright Pity Pat Air Materiel Command, and to go down under, well, they're not on top of the ground, are they? They're deep underground. In the deep underground, in the cryo, and the different stuff, they got bodies there. They had bodies in Craft and Homestead, right? Jackie Gleason was shown that by Nixon. They have them in Area 51. They got them in Dugway. They got them all over the doggone place. And they got some of them. You ever hear of Valiant Thor? Young people, look up Valiant Thor. Valiant Thor. Valiant Thor. Look him up and read about Valiant Thor. That guy was here. He used to wear suits and consulted with the president and Congress and, you know, the powers that be. It's sort of like Michael Rennie or whoever it was, the first one, I forget who it was, I think maybe Michael Rennie or somebody, I forget who it was, but it was the one that Keanu Reeves also made, where he's got the big robot and he lands on the grounds and all that stuff, and he talks to all the people and then he leaves, you know, Plata Baringa, you know, in the first movie. And anyway, this is so old, Barry Goldwater knew about it and asked General, the famous jumping on the bit, cigar smoking general. Not LeMaster, but, you know, the really the tough guy. The guy originally from New Mexico, and then he was the one who wanted to bomb them all back to the Stone Age, you know. And he asked him about that, and then he cussed old Barry Goldwater, who's a senator from Arizona, out. Don't you ever ask me a question about that again. And all the TR-3s, heck, man, I've seen TR-3s up above me at night in the sky. And then when I talked about them, and I still give a test out to the mighty men and women of valor, I say give a tip of the hat to them. God bless you, and may you come back and fight against all the evil that comes against the Lord Jesus and the people in America and around the world who are his Christians. And I say this, when I mentioned them one time, I said, oh, bingo, there it was, north of the river in Kansas City, up above the Missouri River there. Oh, it was a giant triangle in a cloud shape. I was cloaking, you see, but just showing it up, and Old Hawk knew. Old Hawk knew they were there. They sure saved my butt, saved Brother Quail's butt, and a few others' butts in the past. I only have one ticket to ride, Brother Quail. Well, they had one ticket to ride, and Greg Evenson had a ticket to ride. We were offered one ticket. If you want to go, come with us. We can take on up into space. Get you off the planet. But it wasn't. I had a wife and a mother living with me at that time. Couldn't do it. Brother Quayle, wife, children, you know, all the different things. So we didn't go. Greg Evenson asked him if he could take his 45 along, and they said, no, you can't. He said, well, then I ain't going. All right? God bless Greg Evenson, a real man. Brother Quayle, you know, we were, that was something else. But we had Overwatch. We had Overwatch. And then I'm going to tell you what, now, Lord Jesus is who protects me. Lord Jesus who protects Brother Quayle and other people and friends of this show and friends of Steve's programs and all the different deals. So they're really not telling you anything, are they? Really not telling you anything. This is the try to restart. This is a reset, you see, because they figure they've gone through enough, maybe enough. Oh, they won't rule out aliens. Oh, yeah, won't rule out aliens. I'm reading that. Yeah. Oh. Well, how about the Dracos? How about the Dracos down on the lower level in Dulce? How about the Greys and all the ones, different ones you met with? How about the Nordics that you keep outside to have a little spot outside of the bat out there where they live off in the back 40, so to speak? And you had people that guarded them or were assigned to be there and to watch that stuff. And they're the blonde with the Nordics. They're tall and stuff, but those guys and gals, sometimes see them in Vegas. But the Dracos, the Alpha Dracos, the ones who want to eat human beings, oh, yeah, they're sitting there in Dulce. And then if you go back into the 80s and you read all of the stuff about the Dulce Wars, D-U-L-C-E, Dulce Wars. I'm being mindful of new young people who are coming to this broadcast, and I'm hearing about that. And you can email me at radiohawk777@hotmail.com. Have you ever fought the spacecraft? You ever fought against the aliens? You ever see them down below? You ever been in that world? You know, send me an email. Not the bull crap, because I don't know how to sort through it. RadioHawk777@hotmail.com. So this thing is fixing to come unglued. Chauvin, did you hear him? I'm going to tell you something quick about that, just while I'm seeing it. And I'm looking now. My computer's back up, of course, after I'm already on the little talkie phone here. Chauvin had a real cryptic message. Remember how I told you that Chauvin was probably ordered to kill George Floyd because they worked at that nightclub down the street or supper club, allegedly worked together at that supper club, which had some alleged ties to the Columbia, you know, not Columbia, Maryland or Columbia, Missouri, but Columbia as in the country Columbia, all right? And that perhaps there was drugs involved in that, perhaps, maybe. Don't know, but allegedly maybe there were. And that whoever runs the dope in Minneapolis, I don't know, is it the commissioner of police? Is it the attorney general of the state of Minnesota? Is it the governor? I don't know who it was or is or no. Don't know. Some fed, I don't know who it is. But somebody in the power structure takes the cuts off the drug trade in every state, every county, every big city, every part of the United States. Somebody in the political, financial world, the big power world, takes a cut off the top of the dope trade and allows it to continue and allows it to come across the border like Joe Beijing, okay? Joe Beijing, Red China Joe, the 1.45 billion man and the $10, $12 gallon man. Yeah, baby. It's getting to be like a science fiction novel, ain't it? It's getting to be that way. Remember the MAGA caravan that tried to allegedly run the Biden Bush up the road. They just kind of went around them on the different ways. They've now been sued under the Anti-KKK Act. You see, even the black people are white supremacists. If black people, believe in the Second Amendment, or if they believe in the Bill of Rights, or they don't want their children taught to hate white people, or white people to hate children, or whatever it is, and if they would rather go by Martin Luther King's thing, that I would rather my children not be judged by the color of the skin, but by their character, by their behavior, and in their heart, not by the color of the skin. Well, this crazy critical race theory is all about making everybody black, white, red, yellow, whatever they are, brown, and then everybody's supposed to hate each other. So that way the red Chinese come in and just take over under Beijing in the Civil War and help the cop escape the guns. I'm not kidding. You see, I'm fired up because the power is in the blood of Jesus. And if you know Jesus and you're with him and he's with you, and you know where you're going to go if you're to get killed or die, you know you're going to heaven to be with him, then I'm going to tell you, just like my brother last night I was telling you about, the old people in the nut house, not a real nut house, just that's a joke, you see, the nut house, and they're talking about if you're with Jesus, if you're with our Father in heaven, then they will remove the fear from you. You can still have a little bit if somebody comes at you with a pistol or a rifle or a big shank knife or a machete. Yeah, you can have some instant fear. But I'm going to tell you what, if you govern that and you ask the Lord Jesus for help and assistance, then you're probably going to win the day. And if you don't, and you're worse to lose your life, you'll be with him in heaven. So when you know where you're going to go, you know just as well as you know your address. You know just as well as you know your child's middle name, all right? Then that removes the fear from you because you know what's up. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, the government has not disclosed Jack Doodley squat. And Elizondo, I think he got played. He was a good spokesperson. But as you say, Elizondo, what about all of this, that, and the other? I mean, the U.S. is already on the moon. They're already got stuff on Mars. I know somebody who was down in Mars, went down inside the pyramid on the, where the face on Mars was, that Cydonia plane. He was down in there and then coming up the stairs, and then ahead of him on the stairs going back out onto the Mars surface, somebody turned around in a spacesuit and was a young Joker Tut, Barack Hussein Obama, young Barack Hussein Obama, looked down at him, and then they walked on up the deal, and they were out onto the plains of Sedona again. They got stuff up there. If you were to go and look, and you type this in a search engine, okay? Pictures of the moon, secret pictures of the moon, secret pictures of Mars, or type in moon nuclear reactor, pictures of moon nuclear reactor, or that kind of stuff. And it used to be up under a thing called Pegasus or something like that, but I don't know exactly where it is. But if you type in search engine terms that are more descriptive, like secret roadways on the moon, or secret pyramid, or building on the moon, or secret Martian artifacts, like, have you ever seen the picture of the King of Mars? Okay. Look up the King of Mars. That kind of stuff. You'd be quite amazed. And see what's really going on in the world, and then you know that this government just bullcrapped you. And I'll tell you what, I hope that the MMV, Mighty Men and Women of Valor, if you still be out there and you can hear me, then you come on down. And you bring the good stuff, boys, and let's go ahead and get ready to go. If it be thy will, if it be the Lord's will to allow you, then let's take out the enemies and let's put them into the fiery lake and just let it go. But if not be the will of the Lord, then I can understand that too. But give a shout out, you know, RadioHawk777@hotmail.com. RadioHawk777@hotmail.com. I don't know, ladies and gentlemen. You want to keep old Hawk on the radio? You want to keep me in the game, swinging the ball back, the loosies? I hope you do. Anything is most needed and wanted. Federal Reserve notes, ounce of silver, silver dime, silver quarter, silver half dollar, 10th ounce of gold, ounce of gold, whatever it might be, platinum, a check, send it to Hawk. HAWK 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And ladies and gentlemen, I will also tell you right now, go up to stevequayle.com and, or call him at 406-586-4840. I think Steve's got a special on all his books. You buy two, I think you get one free. Double check that. Call him or email him or whatever. Go up there on site, click through on their different, banners on the website. You tell them old Hawk sent you. But you better get some stuff so you understand and your children understand what's fixing to go down on this planet. It's in the Bible. It's in Matthew 24, Luke 21, it's in Mark, it's in Revelation, it's in all the different places. And all you gotta do is read it. All you gotta do is get there and get it going and understand it. If you don't quite understand what the Lord Jesus is telling you, then pray to the Lord. Lord Jesus, I do not understand this chapter and verse. Can you flesh it out for me? Can you explain it to me? And I'll listen here, Lord, while you give me the answer. But back to that Chauvin guy, he may be getting ready to tell who ordered him of the people that run the dope in Minneapolis. He may be getting ready to tell tales as to who ordered him to kill Chauvin and why, or to kill George Floyd and why he was ordered to do so. Because, you see, Floyd was getting goopy again, and he was flipping the 20s out and the fake 20s and all the stuff and jeopardizing, potentially, if he sang after being arrested. And you remember at the time I said, it's kind of funny, on the video they had him at one point, and then they walked him across the street and then down the block, and then they came back. Well, where did they go? Who did they talk to? And then all of a sudden, Chauvin and the Asian guy, his partner, show up. And then the next thing you know, you've got the whole 9 yards, and he sits on his neck for 9 minutes and kills him. I think he was ordered to kill him. They used to work together at that nightclub. And he may be going to tell some tales about that. That maybe is the last thing he's got to talk about, you know, to get out of the deal, because he goes from prison for 22 and a half years. He'll be lucky he don't get shanked the first day. And he'll be fighting every day of the week to have him in solitary confinement. And even then, he better not trust his food. You know what I'm saying? And they'll say, oh, Chauvin hung himself in the jail cell. Oh, just like McAfee did. Just like Epstein did. Oh, yes. Those old jail cells, you know, they leave a cord around, or they use your shoestrings, or, oh, well, they took their shoestrings, but they unraveled something on the bed, and, you know, and did it that way, you know. I don't know. They're starting to see lockdowns already again. Sydney locks down again as variant spreads, all the different things. Oh, boy. I don't know, ladies and gentlemen, but you can call old Steve Quayle and you can get some of that stuff on the way to you. Get the DVDs of the recent conference of Station Protocols. Get his Cascadio video. They'll understand what's going on with some of these earthquakes. Okay. Earthquakes in diverse places, isn't it? Then you got 113 degrees in Portland, Seattle, that area? Ridiculous. ridiculous. Should be maybe a hot day would be in the high 80s, you know, old days. So I don't know. I think this thing is headed for just about for put a fork in and it's done. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to stick around and stay, and I'm going to stick around and stay as long as I can so that I can see the Lord Jesus return. And if I can, I'll fight with him in the vanguard with the archangels and all the people. I'll fight against the ones. I fully expect to see old Greg Evenson come down with jump boots, and he hitched a ride on one of the angel platforms, and he does a halo jump right onto the old thing here. Henry Gruber, I bet he's going to be out there walking somewhere when we come to the thing. Yes. Let's see, somebody sent me some here. U.S. Navy has a heliport in the Wasatch Range, Utah, where they maintain the service of their off-world helicarriers. Well, that may very well be. May very well be. I ought to go get an old horse rancher. Maybe can go look in that area there to see what he sees. Well, they got a lot of them. You got Optech off the Bahamas. You got Optech or whatever they call it off the Bahamas. You got Dugway. You got all the different military bases. I've seen them dig huge underground stuff back a few years ago out there and around Denver. You know, even more so at the Denver airport. They got all that. They got the Colorado Springs. Got all that. And then that goes down into the top of New Mexico, and there's Dulce right there, and goes on down to Los Alamos and Sandia and all that kind of stuff. Then you go to Port Huachuca, and then you got the underground railways, the tubes, with the maglev tubes. And you can go, the guy I knew that wrote it from Port Leavenworth, from the old groundkeeper shack. I don't know what they've got out there now or where you go now to go down to the terminal to get on the tube. But he went there and went to Fort Huachuca to see his brother back in the 90s, okay? He said it took him about an hour. Well, that's 1,200 miles, okay? Hour and a half or whatever it was to go, and they had a stop or two. The whole lot of world here you're not being told about, ladies and gentlemen. But yet here they want all your money and everything, taxes to pay for it all, you see. That's what they're talking about, you know. Interestingly enough, the Space Force launched something off of Wallop Island about a week or so, off of Virginia Wallops Island or whatever. That's not the island. Somebody else sent me a picture of an island, but the Isle of Doc Moreau is not that name, but it is. There are a lot of different places this stuff goes on. A lot of different places. Anyway, I can tell you the name of the atoll, but it won't make a difference. If they do that, then they'll change the name of it. They'll remove the blockhouse. The next thing you know, you'll be able to enter it from the basement of Kamala, Commissar Kamala's, U.S. Navy Observatory Vice President's residency. You got all the different things, up in Pennsylvania, the Raven Rock. You got all the different underground bases and stuff all over the United States. In the Kansas City area, you got the largest underground storage in the limestone caves. It's the largest underground storage facility in the entire world. When Eisenhower was president, he had 2 years of food. 2 years of food and basic staples for the American people in case of nuclear war. And that's what got sent out during the cheese. When you got the government cheese and the milk and all the stuff that was being handed out during the Bush era. I don't know, ladies and gentlemen. I do know this, that there are people in the world that are still hungry for the Lord Jesus. And if you're so inclined, in Indochina, Indochina, French, Indochine, as they used to say. I've talked to you about the Nunamakers who have a Indochina Bible Project. And what they're doing is they're taking, making, they're producing, having produced or printed Bibles in the dialect, the tribal dialect of the small villages. And there's a whole lot of, each village has almost a different dialect up in the mountains of Laos, Cambodia, Thailand, the Shan states of China, Burma, Vietnam, okay? And those people over there, a lot of them you might have known if you were a special forces during the Vietnam War. You may have fought with them. You may have seen them at other times, even if you're in other parts of the military. But the fact of the matter is that if you would like to help them and to get them a Bible in their own dialect or language, and also a songbook, a Christian songbook, you can go to send any amount of money, check, money order, send cash, whatever it is you got, you can send it to Indochina Bible Project, Indochina Bible Project, or Nunamaker, Nunemaker Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, 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 Pennsylvania, 17067. I'm going to repeat it. You got your pencil. Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, that's with a Y, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, PA, 17067. And may Lord Jesus bless you for that, because I'll tell you, those people up there, I've seen the pictures of them. They're on fire. They're training new pastors, and then the pastors are training pastors, and they got a thing going on up in there in the midst of total suppression by the governments of a lot of those countries I just named. And certainly in the Shan states in China, they ain't allowed any Christians there. And if you do in China, you got a Christian church in China, you got to have a picture of Xi Jinping up there, and the only Bible they allow is where they took the name of Jesus out and put in Xi's name. And this Pope, allegedly, in Rome, has agreed to all of that. Ridiculous. Ridiculous. So let's give it to somebody who's going to get them a real good Bible in their dialect so they can read it and they can get on fire for Lord Jesus and the Word of God, you see. And I'm going to tell you, you'll be blessed by it. What a wonderful thing to do. And to see the smiling faces of people who are now filled up with the Word and having meetings and small church groups and teaching people and singing about the Lord and reading the Bible and, you know, baptizing and praying on their knees and all of the wonderful things that coming from this outburst of love for the Lord. And these are the ones that are most depressed, and they do not want any kind of a thing. They're shutting down churches in Saigon because they say that's where the new COVID strain is getting passed and all of that. If the Vietnamese government would buy ivermectin for about $6.99, $7.99 a tube at any horse health counter in a TSC store, a farm and fleet, or your local feed store, you see, they could give it to their people, and perhaps, according to Dr. Barodi in Australia, if you gave somebody ivermectin, And then you took doxycycline daily and zinc daily. And you could treat early or even treat outpatient early or even people in the hospital. And you can treat them for approximately 10 days. Then that's going to reduce, and usually in about 24 to 48 hours, according to Brody, you're getting rid of about 98% of the COVID virus, 98-99%. And then the other items are used to reduce the total viral and bacterial infection load. So even if they did that, or if they just went back to the hydroxychloroquine, which is now A-OK, and that the one of that, the way they did that, the hydroxychloroquine, which is now a viable therapeutic, taken with a Z-Pak, zinc, and vitamin D3 daily. And there you go. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, if the Vietnamese government would do that instead of trying to kill all their people because they're worshiping Jesus and our Father in heaven, and they want them to worship the devil or just be atheists, killer atheists, then they could get rid of the stuff in their country, perhaps. And I tell you what, I may have to go out this weekend and get myself even some more ivermectin. You know, and I got them in the horse health tube for myself. I'm not telling anybody to do it. Look up the information online, look it up, and read your own. I do my own research. And it's ivermectin, 1.87%, apple-flavored. And it's done, according to what I see, it's done by the body weight of you or the horse or whatever. Set the plunge of that deal and take it if I need it. If I think I'm getting stuff, I'm going to take some of that for myself. And that's what I'm going to do. And then I'm going to also take Mezzo Silver, and I'm also going to take Dr. Cass Ingram's oil of oregano capsules. I've got the oil itself, and you can put that in drops in the water, but boy, boy, that's got a powerful, powerful scent. And if I'm in the, so to speak, if I was in the bushes or in the bad bush or out the, hiding in the spider hole, I don't want to be giving off that scent. Somebody can smell you from, a little ways away, I think, with that. But I can take capsules, no problem, and it doesn't have any upset in the stomach or anything. And it's a great anti-inflammatory. I also take for myself high allicin content garlicin, you know, garlic tablets, and other things too, D3, zinc, calcium, magnesium, and B100 as a combination with vitamin C made from rose hips. You remember old, who was it? Nostradamus was a plague doctor, right? He used to treat people with combinations of rose hips, rose flowers, and different stuff that had a lot of vitamin C in it back in those days. Kind of interesting. If you read a lot, and I'm going to tell you out there to all the kids out there, you start getting you some books and learn to love the books and have your mom and dad, if they can go to a used bookstore or something, if they can find you a set of good old Britannica or World Book or Americana encyclopedias from the 50s or 60s or 70s or 80s, you haven't get you a set of that. And then you need about 2-3 good dictionaries. For all you kids out there, you need to look up new words every day, 5 or 10 new words every day, and learn how to use them in a sentence and build your vocabulary so that when you know the definition of a word, and you see it in a book, you don't stumble over it or can't figure it out or don't know what the word means. And then that reduces your comprehension and the readability or speed of reading. So be sure and do that. Also, my buddy Crazy Horse tells me, and I was thinking about talking about that earlier, but I forgot it. Thousands of flights are being canceled because the vaccinated pilots In some cases, on some airlines, British Airways and a few others, are starting to fall ill or die from blood clotting or platelet blood problems because they fly so much. And then also when you fly a lot in a plane, you're the pilot, the steward eye, or the whatever they call them, the stewardesses or the steward eye, the flight attendants, then what they do is they're up there and they're also getting nailed by more radiation being up there in the high altitudes, you see. They also get irradiated pretty good, a little dose higher of radiation. I also heard today, just a rumor, I don't know, they were talking about the ivermectin. There is a allegedly, and I do not tell you to do so. I'm just telling you to investigate it or check with your own physician. But allegedly, there's a possibility that the ivermectin might bind with the spike protein and help to maybe minimize it or remove it from the system or something. There's a possibility of that. I'm thought to where there is some relief possible on some of the COVID and different items, maybe from dandelion teas, allegedly from dandelion teas or extracts in water. So you might want to look up dandelion greens and dandelion flowers and greens or whatever and look up and see if there's any kind of implication for the COVID or whatever. I don't know. But allegedly, I've seen that stated. Saw that today in an article. So do your research. Ladies and gentlemen, don't go into their Luciferian night without a fight. And I'm going to tell you, the powers that be, the Illuminati, the fallen angels who are working right under Lucifer, and all their minions in the big banks, the big religions, all their minions in the pentagram, and all the different militaries and intelligence agencies, they're trying to kill you, and they want to remove you off the planet, all of you, but a 500 million. They want you to toady in and toady down to them and bow down. Bandango Rangers, I know you're ready. MMV, hit the mark with your high tech. Mickey Lapua, baby, stay on the old optics, and you'll see General McCormick. Got a mission. And road and track and Little Lil. Be easy on Mom and Dad and help them out. Muay Thai, Muay Thai, but at the same time, keep your buddies up and read some books. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. May the Lord Jesus protect you against all evil. And may he give you super abundance of everything you need and want.